Normally, Americans would be planning summer vacations. Normally. It's the Business News Hour for Thursday, the 25th day of April. Thanks for clicking through, everybody. The Dow headed south today, and 3M played a part. GM is adding jobs. Think Corvette. The store of the future? It didn't last so long. Meanwhile, after the bell today, Amazon reported their earnings, and we'll share that. Starbucks also reported today. Some hot job markets out there? Go to cannabis, my friend. Those stories, the markets, and today we'll go out to lunch with the founder, president, and CEO of Taro International, Roe Crosby. It's quite the story, and you get to listen in as we go out to lunch. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Aurion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Taro International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. So grateful you're here. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You can reach out to us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled LIBBIE. Well, it's time to think about your summer vacation. Or is it? Once upon a time, summer was when the family would load up and head out to some adventure and make all sorts of memories. But a recent study finds that more and more Americans are not going to go on vacation this summer, and that is a troubling sign for the economy. Over 1 in 4 Americans have already decided to forego a summer vacation this year, and 22% remain undecided. All of that according to a new survey by Bankrate of almost 2,600 adults. In other words, nearly half of all Americans say they may not take a vacation this year. Why? Well, the biggest reason some are opting out this year is that they simply can't afford it. A full 60% of respondents who said that they're not taking a vacation this summer point to that as the reason. Almost half, 44%, said day-to-day bills are the biggest hurdle to taking a vacation, and so a staycation is their only option. And it's not like people go into debt taking a vacation. The study shows that most people are not getting into debt because of vacations. Americans are generally in debt from the daily cost of expenses and emergencies. Vacations, could that be another thing of the past? For the second day in a row, stocks struggled. In fact, it wasn't at all pretty at the Dow, which lost over 134 points. Much of that loss can be pointed to some job news out of 3M. The company today announced they'll cut 2,000 jobs so profits can return to the iconic American company. As a result, 3M stock tanked by nearly 13%, its biggest one-day drop in over 30 years. I'll share all the numbers later on in the newscast. Speaking of jobs, GM announced today they will add 400 jobs at its Chevrolet Corvette factory in Kentucky that's preparing to produce the next generation sports car. Except those are not new jobs. Many of the workers who are being tapped to head to Kentucky are from GM plants that have or will be closing. GM has been taking political heat from the likes of President Donald Trump and Democratic candidates who are out to challenge him, including former Vice President Joe Biden. They're being challenged over plans to stop production at 4 U.S. plants by early next year. Its Chevrolet Cruze factory in Lordstown, Ohio, which is about 500 miles away from the Corvette plant in Bowling Green, Kentucky, stopped operating in March. Well, you know, Sears just can't seem to catch a break. 6 months ago, the iconic department store spent a year renovating a 56-year-old facility in Oak Brook, Illinois, then trumpeted its grand reopening in October with a live band, celebrities, and a giant ribbon cutting. Well, now the store is liquidating its inventory and closing permanently. The failure of this new idea, which was viewed as a prototype for future Sears locations, casts considerable doubt over the company's recovery post-bankruptcy. Before reopening the store, Sears had spent a year renovating the space. It was downsized from 250,000 square feet to 62,000 square feet and modernized to provide what the company described as a, quote, refreshed, improved shopping experience, end quote. The Sears store of the future carried a small selection of premium brands and featured a welcome center with a lounge for members of Sears' Shop Your Way Rewards program. Seems folks decided they just really didn't want to shop that way. All eyes were on the Amazon earnings report that came in after the bell today, and it was an eye-popper. Amazon reported first-quarter earnings that beat profit expectations and matched revenue estimates. Amazon stock was up 1.5% in after-hours trading. If there was some gray in the report, it was that Amazon's revenue grew by nearly 17% compared to the year-ago period. Now, that represents the slowest expansion since the first quarter of 2015. Amazon's cloud service, meanwhile, continued its solid growth with a 41% sales increase. Amazon has been one of the best-performing big tech stocks this year, up 28% so far in 2019. It's currently the third most valuable company in the world, behind Microsoft and Apple. Also reporting today was Starbucks. The company beat Wall Street estimates for quarterly sales at established cafes as higher prices and customer orders powered a strong growth in the United States, its largest market. Shares of the company rose 2% in extended trading. The world's biggest coffee chain said sales at cafes open at least 13 months in its Americas unit rose 4% in the second quarter that ended on March 31st, beating estimates of 3.5%. Revenue, by the way, was up, but by just a fraction. Remember that iconic line in the film The Graduate? Where a very young graduate is encouraged to get into plastics. That was then. Today, the word very well may be cannabis. Although marijuana remains illegal on the federal level, the industry has become one of the country's fastest-growing job sectors. According to the New York Times, jobs in the legal marijuana industry range from hourly work on farms to positions in retail, chemists, software, and nurses. According to ZipRecruiter, the industry has so far created between 200 and 300,000 jobs. The Associated Press is reporting that Deere & Company has agreed to pay $1 million for violating air quality standards at its Cedar Falls, Iowa facility. The Iowa Attorney General's office in a news release said that the Moline, Illinois-based heavy equipment company has agreed to a consent decree to annual third-party environmental audits for at least 3 years. They will continue until Deere receives two consecutive audit reports with few or no violations. The Iowa Natural Resources Department said that Deere didn't comply with emission limits at its Performance Engineering Center, operated without proper air quality permits in some cases, and provided inaccurate information on compliance reports to the department from 2005 to 2016. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped today as a sharp decline in 3M shares dragged the 30-stock index lower. The Dow fell 134 points to close at 26,462 as shares of 3M dropped by 12.9% after the company reported earnings that were much lower than analysts had expected. The company also slashed its full-year outlook and announced plans to cut 2,000 jobs worldwide. 3M shares were on pace for their worst day since October 19 of 1987, also known as Black Monday. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ composites fared better than the Dow as Facebook and Microsoft jumped on strong quarterly numbers. The S&P 500 ended the day flat at 29.26 as gains in the healthcare and communications sectors offset a 2% drop in industrials. The NASDAQ, meanwhile, rose by 0.2 to end the day at 81.18 and hit an intraday record. Facebook shares rose by more than 5.5% after its first quarter numbers showed promising growth in stories and ads. Microsoft, meanwhile, climbed by more than 3% as its better-than-expected earnings were driven by a 41% surge in its commercial cloud revenue business. Gold was off by 20 cents today to end the day at $1,279.20 an ounce. Crude oil lost again, down by 84 cents to $65.05 a barrel. And the 10-year T-notes paying 2.53%. When we come back, or you can click ahead to listen in as I go out to lunch with business thought leader Ro Crosby of Taro International. We'll kick it off with something we call Quick Bites, the same three questions we ask each of our out to lunch guests. And then we'll talk business over lunch and you get to listen in. We're going out to lunch with Ro Crosby coming up next.